USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Charges are filed against the two students accused of opening fire in a suburban Denver school. The 18-year-old was charged with murder, theft, and arson, while the 16-year-old transgender suspect, who was born female, is charged with murder and attempted murder as an adult. District Attorney George Brockler says getting the 16-year-old to stand trial as an adult won't be easy.
The defense has already put on the record they're going to request a reverse transfer hearing. They're going to ask the court to hold that hearing, and at the end of it, they're going to ask the court to send the case back into juvenile court.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being pressed on Capitol Hill for President Trump's tax returns.
This is a very important issue that has a precedent way beyond any one president in Congress, affects the weaponization of the IRS, and could be used against anyone.
Mnuchin also believes this will have to be resolved in court. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A well-known Republican senator has worked up a new immigration bill. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Saying the system makes it too easy now for migrants to get into and remain in the United States, Senator Lindsey Graham's introducing a bill to address what he calls a horrible situation at the southern U.S. border.
And under our law, you're entitled to a hearing. It could take 3 or 4 years before your hearing is scheduled. So word is out on the street, if you apply for asylum, you're going to be let loose in the country.
Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says this is just one idea, as he also continues to support comprehensive immigration reform. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
6 people are now confirmed dead following Monday's mid-air collision between 2 float planes in southeastern Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard says search and rescue crews last night found the bodies of 2 people who were missing after the crash. 10 people were rescued from the crash and are in the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 50 million Americans have had allergies at some point in their lives, and symptoms can change as you grow older. Now, right now, almost one-third of the country is dealing with medium to high levels of pollen. Dr. Tara Narula joined CBS this morning and says some of the things you can watch for if your symptoms have changed with allergies throughout the years.
Well, we're learning that there is an interaction between age and allergies. And so while you can develop allergies at any age, there are really 2 kind of peaks. The first being in early childhood, so kind of elementary school years, and then the second in early adulthood. But once you get over 60, and I don't know if you're over 60, John, but once you get over 60.
Knocking on the door.
Your immune system starts to decline, and so you're less likely to develop allergies, more likely to get infections. So there are other things that can change during, you know, age that can affect allergies, things like hormones. So, for instance, younger boys tend to have more allergies as they hit puberty. They kind of outgrow them, whereas girls seem to develop more allergies in adolescence.
What's the connection between allergies and hormones?
We're not sure, but we do think that estrogen has some role in kind of the histamine interaction, and histamine, we know, is what is part of the allergic reaction cycle. In addition, environment can change. So you can move from one area to another. That can trigger allergies. And some people say, how did I get allergies in my adulthood? I never had them as a kid. Well, maybe you had them as a kid and you didn't know, or they weren't diagnosed. The best way to really tell is to get to an allergist and have either a skin test or a blood test to really definitively tell you if you have allergies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.